Chad texts me. He says, "Did you bring Jared some Otter Pops? I hear he likes them a lot."
What? Your dad? My father-in-law?
Yeah. You like Otter Pops?
What? Jared just likes putting things in his mouth.
If it's long and hard.
No, you know what's crazy is the whole Russia-Ukraine thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Dude, have you looked into it at all? Jared, have you at all?
Oh, yeah. On TikTok, it's all over TikTok.
I've seen a homie post about it on, like, Facebook.
Bro, we might be getting drafted.
No, dude, look at us. We're all fat and old fat and out of shape.
They'd draft us.
Me and Jared
us.
Sleep talk. We can't get drafted.
Yeah, dude, we'll be in the foxhole.
I'm screwed. I got no problems. I'm not allergic to nothing. I got bad ankles.
But, like, dude, I seen a post. This homie's like, "Pray for my country. We're getting bombed right now."
Poor guy.
And everybody in the comments is like, "Dude, you guys started this war."
They didn't do. No. What do you mean they started?
I don't know. That's what I just seen. That Ukraine started it.
Ukraine didn't do anything except for trying to fight for freedom, and Russia had them originally, and so they were trying to hold on to it from what I know. And so Russia was trying to hold their sanctions over them. You know what's crazy, though, is Russia did this to a part of Ukraine earlier called Crimea in 2014.
Crimea River.
No, that's so stupid.
He's so funny. Look
at him. You just spit everywhere.
Okay.
I bet the camera's seen it.
I highly doubt it.
I'll zoom in.
But I'm serious, though. Like, they invaded and took over this part of Ukraine in 2014, and nobody did anything about it. And that's why Russia can do this now. And now they're talking about invading freaking, I think it's like, Switzerland and Finland or something like that.
What are you doing?
I got like a freaking something.
I look over and Jared's just playing with down low. I'm like,
Jared, do you think Dimitri's going to war?
I hope so, dude.
Dimitri's listening like, "I'm going to kill them."
You want to make it to 21?
You want to make it to 21?
I made it to 21. Sorry, Dimitri.
Dude. Brandon was low-key scared, though.
No, I actually kind of was, bro. Russian?
I know.
Crazy,
that's what
bro.
I said. You were low-key scared.
Dude, you guys are seeing, like, all these, like, serious stuff on, like, social media. You guys know who Hezbollah is?
Yeah, dude.
He's, like...
He's in... Where's he?
I don't get on social media at all, so...
I'm pretty sure
he's... I seen him, like, a long time ago. He's fallen off.
Yeah, but he's, like, a...
Midget?
Kind of, like... He's got, like, a disease or something.
Yeah,
he was born with...
He's like 18.
He's like 18, but he looks like he's 6.
Like a little baby.
And
I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, but like he was like super big because he's like he was gonna box some other kid who had that.
Yeah, same disease.
And that'd be cool.
And
I'd watch it.
All I see on TikTok is like people. They're like me at the end of World War III after we wiped out Russia, and then it just shows little Hezbollah, and then it's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, little one." That's all I see on.
Dude, I'm just saying Russia's crazy. Like, they are legit crazy. Like, Jared.
Let him do his thing.
Jared's struggling, bro.
There's something in there, bro.
He's a survivor of early age rickets is what it's called.
Rickets?
Rickets.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't. You were in there though. I'll tell you what, you were really in there, dude. I looking over the first time when you did that, I was like, "You gotta be kidding me!"
Camera got a good angle, huh?
But camera did. I did.
Oh. Dude, my brother today, I hear him crying, so I go out and see.
So he's the one in the red hat, blues, and there's the other guy he's gonna fight.
Yes, I've seen him. Oh.
There he is.
I've seen him. Is that Khabib?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude, he's like trying to promote the fight.
He's trying to promote the fight.
Like, Khabib's crazy.
Dude, one time, Khabib was like doing something, and Hezbollah ran up and just socked him in the face.
Wow.
It was funny.
Dude, Khabib is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen him talking to somebody, and he's like, "You never been in a street fight," and Khabib's like, I could eat you in street fight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Russia. I could eat you in street fight. You don't get in street fight here in America.
Bruh, he's crazy. I mean, he is hands down the best UFC fighter we've ever seen. He hasn't lost, and he's lost one round in his entire UFC career. Yes, he hasn't been in as long as other people, but one round in his entire career? That's insane.
Who do you think Jake Paul's boxing next?
Hopefully himself. And he, never mind.
Think he's ever going to go to UFC?
No.
I bet he would.
I think that Jake Paul is going to find some washed up, decent fighter.
He tried to fight, what's his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Tommy Fury. He backed out.
We watched Tommy fight in the Jake Paul thing. When Jake Paul fought Tyron Woodley the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He fought. It was like the second, or maybe it was the fight right before Jake. And he won, but he was not impressive whatsoever. I don't know if you guys remember
that. But all the talk was just coming from the Fury family, from a two-time or three-time whatever Tyson Fury is.
Tyson's a dog, bro.
Bro, he looks like he, like, weighs 400 pounds, but is literally an animal.
Tyson Fury would literally kill us.
He would grab us with his gloves, but like, he would break his glove open and just grab us.
Dude, he's a monster, I'll tell you what. And then, yeah, but going back to UFC, yeah, Khabib's insane. Did you ever see the video of him fighting a bear?
Yeah.
And he was young, though.
But it was like a baby bear.
Yeah, it was a little cub, but it was still cool. Just taking off. I like Khabib. Big fan.
Oh, no, we can tell.
Big fan of Khabib. Bigger fan of Conor McGregor. Love Conor McGregor.
I think he's right now.
He's so funny.
I think if hilarious. If Conor McGregor and Sugar Sean got in a fight, Sugar Sean would win.
I don't know. I haven't seen Sugar Sean fight since he got back from injury. Sugar Sean O'Malley is a...
He's insane.
Oh, my God.
He's a dog,
do you watch
bro.
UFC? Not oh, really. We're getting you into
I
it.
Watch highlights. That's all I watch.
Here's what happens. You find a fighter or two or three that you like, and you're invested in the sport.
Bro.
Like, what just happened? He looks like a Skittle. Do you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, watching him fight... I watched him fight, like, not in person, but live when he fought. And I can't remember. It was some dude with a mustache. He looked like Mr. Dancer from DMS. The band teacher. Did you ever see him curled mustache like this?
The fighter?
No.
EMS. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sorry. But he knocked him out clean. I mean, this dude was... And Sean O'Malley just walked off like it was nothing. And freaking... Dana White lost his mind.
Yeah.
He was like, oh,
my God,
did
you hear the whole thing going on about Floyd Mayweather?
What?
Not paying fighters what they're...
I've heard something.
He still owes Logan like a couple million.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Logan
Floyd Mayweather's got money, so I don't... I heard rumors that he actually went bankrupt. I don't know.
He's Logan's suing him.
Oh, well, good for him.
Isn't someone else suing him?
Somebody else, some real estate company. For his when he fought Logan, Tyron Woodley went and bought a bunch of seats.
Tyron Woodley?
Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather went and bought a bunch of seats, like really, really high-end seats, and then sold them to this other company, said you can buy these for $1.5 million. You can sell them for more and get, you know, three times your money that you bought them for. Well, this company went and sold them and barely sold any. So pretty much Tyron...
You mean Floyd.
Or Floyd. Oh, gosh. Floyd gypped him out of the... Pretty much gypped him out of the
money. That's just... That's their fault. They need to have better marketing. They should.
Well,
have
Floyd said he was going to sell it for him.
Oh, well.
Said, you buy these and I'll get them sold for you.
I don't know why that would he would do that. Why, but, any company that decides to do that would be stupid.
But yeah, he's getting...
A lot.
Yeah. Not a lot. He's pretty good at dodging them.
Yeah.
Floyd's
who do you
the
think?
Best boxer in history.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
If you say Jake Paul,
no.
I'll punch you in the mouth.
Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson was an animal.
Muhammad Ali?
I like Mike Tyson more than Muhammad Ali.
Well,
I never...
Muhammad Ali said that he's actually... On an interview, he said that he's scared of Mike Tyson.
Oh, dude, Mike Tyson literally was smaller than half the people he fought. Did you see when he knocked out Butterbean? I was like, oh my God.
Who do you think?
Do you know who Butterbean is?
No.
Bro, he's like this giant, like big, fat dude. And he hits like a train, dude. There's videos of him hitting people, and like the guys are literally crippled. Like, hit him, and they're instantly like, done.
Who do you think is an up-and-comer boxer that's going to be one of the best in the world?
I don't know. I don't watch amateur boxing. I barely watch boxing.
Ryan Garcia.
I love Ryan Garcia. I thought
you were
going
to say Jake Paul.
Nope. Ryan Garcia.
I'm sorry, but he would smoke Jake Paul.
Oh, you know, actually, I have a hot take for who I think the best boxer in the world is. Canelo Alvarez is the best boxer to ever live. You ever watch Canelo?
Yeah.
Dude, Canelo is insane.
If you put him in a ring right now with Mike Tyson would still beat him.
But they're different weight class. That doesn't matter.
Okay, put him against...
Because any heavyweight is going to be better than any welterweight. Or the best heavyweight is going to be better than any welterweight. Period, end.
Depends.
Size, strength, everything.
They ain't going to have the speed.
When it's about power...
It's not... No.
What I'm saying is almost, I would say 9 times out of 10, that a heavyweight boxer is better and would win a fight against a welterweight boxer, the best of the welterweight, 9 times out of 10. Yeah.
I don't know what
I'm saying is Canelo Alvarez is, Jesus Christ.
Spit it out.
One of the best boxers ever. Jared's like, can we get off this topic? I don't know what we're talking about, bro.
I'm just hearing names.
Brent,
me and Jared were talking about like the highest paid actors Thursday.
Isn't Adam Sandler up there?
No. Who was it?
Yesterday. The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
There's some.
It was some guy from like Japan or something like that.
Oh, from Korea? I could see.
Something like that, but The Rock right now is the highest paid actor.
Because Brendan asked me.
Of all time.
He's like, who do you think the highest paid actor is? I'm like, The Rock. He's like, no, I bet.
No, I said, I bet there might be Betty White because she's been in.
You know, if I had to guess, if you were to ask me that question, The Rock wouldn't be one of my guesses. I would have said Matthew McConaughey. He's
kind of falling off, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was huge. Matthew McConaughey.
But not in this era right now.
Okay, Matthew McConaughey, Adam Sandler, or Chris Hemsworth. Those are the three that I would say.
Chris Hemsworth was up there.
Yeah, he was like...
I could see that.
Sixth or something.
Adam Sandler is probably not on his acting, but because of him, I know he's one of the wealthiest actors overall.
It's because of his brand.
Early 2000s, he was
the man.
Yeah. It's because of it. What's his brand now?
Happy Madison is his brand. That's not his brand. That's just his production.
Well, right, that's what I mean. Like,
I'm just saying, have you ever met a dude with that much money that dresses like straight out of Harlem type?
That's going to be me, bro.
Jared's never going to quit wearing the leggings under shorts, ever. You think we could ever get you to wear jeans?
No, probably not. Andy can't.
Slacks?
We'll just send you to Yaha.
Yeah, the only people who could was Yaha, but that didn't last long.
Slacks?
Slacks.
What about khakis?
No,
Jared, you need some golf pants.
Dude. I have some golf pants, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'd wear
shorts. Some are shorts.
I think these kind of joggers and sweatpants are clean to go golfing in. I think they look good enough to go golfing
in. Dude, I can't believe I almost hit that putt.
That was crazy. We're going to golf a lot this summer. I've already decided. We're going to be at the range a lot.
After Bobby hit meetings, that one really nice chip.
Oh, that was a great chip.
I was like, okay, I got this. Then I hit a pretty good one. I was like, oh, nice.
Dylan tried to hit a chip out of the ditch.
Yeah, that didn't. It didn't
go very well.
No.
But then Brendan, dude, if he just hit it just a little bit softer.
Oh, dude, it was in.
Right.
I tell you what, I've used to think my short game was better, but my mid range game, like if I'm hitting my irons, I'm hitting good.
Dude, remember my sand wedge?
Well, you're insane. Dude, when I hit my freaking 9 further than I hit my 4. I was like, what? Dude, I hit my 9 like 250. I was like, I drive barely 300. I was like, what is happening?
See, I'm not good at driving. Other than that, I think I'm okay.
I think we go to. We're gonna spend a lot of time chipping, putting, and driving, and getting.
I need to get a driver.
Yeah, we need. I need. I need another pitching wedge.
I need. And yeah, Jared needs a clubs.
I saw a set of clubs.
I got mine for $100,
but
and a pretty nice. Bike.
I love golfing. Oh, dude, I can't wait. When we blow up, bro, we're gonna be here half the time and be in Mesquite half the time.
We're gonna be golfing
a lot. We're probably gonna be way too busy to golf. Let's keep it a buck. Okay, what do you think of that property though, huh? That I sent you.
I need to go look at it in person, see what the actual available like
from the pictures.
I looked on the street view and it looks busy. Looks like it's a very busy place.
Yeah, Dad said there's stuff out there too, which I'm surprised by.
Yeah, there's like this one like, I think it's like an oil rig kind of sailor company that provides stuff for the oil rigs.
And there might be. I don't know what's going on in there. I tried calling the guy. He didn't answer. I don't know why, but
kind how long weird. Has it been on the market?
It doesn't say on the website. I think it said
6 years.
6 years?
I think it said 6 years.
No way. I have it right here. I couldn't find it. Oh, Grandma's calling me.
Answer it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, don't do it. No, don't just answer it and say what's up.
I had a missed call from somebody. I guarantee it was Avery who called me. Wait, Mountain View called me? What?
Might have been.
Give me a sec. Hey, Joe. Hold on.
People are going to think we're done. We're just going to keep it down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll let it be on the phone. I'm going to go make sure we're recording.
Nice time to go double check, yeah.
That's Smart Dwellings.
They called you?
Nathaniel did. I'm going to have to call him back. But Brendan!
It's fine. It was like that.
I literally looked at it right before you did
it. Yeah, what do you mean? I watched it fall.
I tried to fix it with some tape earlier and it just didn't happen. I'm not dealing with it right now. Is he asking if you want the job?
He says he's looking for. I got to talk to him. I got to talk to Lee and Terry, though.
Nah.
They are so nice. Like, that would make me feel so bad. Yeah.
I know with that, the only place you'd have to go from here to Mountain View.
Yeah, I don't mind. Do you have to drive your personal vehicle, though?
No. They will give you a company vehicle, but if they don't, because I know they have the guy that was driving around, like, here originally had a company vehicle.
Yeah.
But if they don't, charge them 58 cents to the mile.
52
cents to the mile.
Okay. So, yeah, we can talk about that later. I got to talk to Kehlani about it. I didn't think they were actually going to call me. But, well, oh my goodness.
Andy talked to him and said, hey, yeah, give him a call.
I'll call Nathaniel. I mean, they called me late. I mean, I just got it. They called me 4 minutes ago, so I'm thinking that it's not going to be a big deal if I call him when we get done recording this. So, and talk to him. Send me info for your podcast for Avery. I knew it was Avery. That's why Grandma called is for Avery. What was I going to say, though?
They're already down there? I guess it is
Friday. Yeah, it is Friday.
It's already Friday? Holy.
I needed it to be Friday, bro. I had a week this week.
Oh, is it a week? That how cold it was?
Oh, I can imagine.
Wednesday, we were working in town, and he's like, all right, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock comes around. I get a call. Hey, let's go to work at 10. It's extremely cold. We had to go move all the outlets in a house lower and all the switches higher.
Nice.
Every single one of them.
We knocked it out in an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, hour and a half. You know it was cold.
You know what sucked for me was when I got back Monday, the pile of papers on my desk. I looked at it, and I looked at Lee, and then I looked at Mike. Mike started laughing, and Lee goes, yeah, there's some things that we're going to need to talk about in there. I go, where did this all come from? He goes, well, he's like, surprisingly, a lot of people asked for you while you were gone. I go, did you guys do anything on them? And Lee goes, well, we started to. And I was like, okay.
There we go.
Dude, Lee is so funny. Like, when he's talking to people on the phone, he'll sit there and he'll be on the phone, and then you just hear him go, no. And that's all he says. And then it'll be quiet for a minute, and then he'll go, no. And he'll just say there's no explanation, nothing. If he just says says no.
We was on the way home yesterday from Rock Springs. You good? Okay, we were on the way home from Rock Springs. Well, Andy's chewing on some ice. And Jared, you know how Jared doesn't get ice in his drinks.
Whack.
He looks back, oh, I'm glad I can have some ice to, you know, chew on, whatever. And Jared's like sleeping. He's like, oh, he's asleep. Not even 5 minutes later, we're going down the Sisters, and it's a three lane. And there's a semi in each lane blocking it.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Dude, it pissed him off.
Oh, I can imagine.
One of the semis gets over, or like there's a gap, so he like splits the gap and hauls in front of him. Rolls down the window, puts his hand out the window, flipping them off.
Dude.
Jared woke up like that.
I was just sleeping, and then all of a sudden I just feel a swerve. The window's down, air's blowing in my face. I'm like, what is going on? I thought we were crashing.
Bro, Andy is such a crazy driver, but he's a good driver.
He's good at not crashing.
Yes. There's been times we've almost hit the guardrail.
Dude.
We hit the rumble strips. He's like, oh.
Jared,
yesterday, we're driving down the freeway. He's on his phone. And I'm like, oh, he's probably answering some texts. You know, he's running a company. You got to do that sometimes. Scrolling through Amazon.
Oh,
Facebook, Twitter.
I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna die, I'm just gonna go sleep and die in my sleep.
I will say that I see so many people that will put their phone by their steering wheel while they're driving and scrolling through.
Bro, I can't do that.
And I'm like, no, dude, that scares the piss out of me. I can barely change songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It scares me, bro.
That's why on my truck, I can just hit a button and it changes for me.
I need to get mine wired up. I want to get all new speakers in my truck, though.
There was one time we were at a red light, and Andy sees the person in front of us. It turns green. They're not going. He's like, go! Get off your phone, as I'm on my phone.
Is he sitting there like, oh, I'm on my phone? Like,
but you got to know how to drive with your phone if you're going to drive with your phone. And then he's like, but I don't know how. And then, like, he just kept digging himself.
Yeah, he just kept contradicting it, bro.
Me and Brendan are just like, dude, can we sleep?
Or when he plays
you're
the music.
Terrible. When I say that you're terrible.
At what?
You sleep every single ride.
Not
no matter what. You did. When I came, I was the only one awake. Hunter's over here. Hunter, dude, this was how Hunter did it though. He like this, and then
now it's like this.
And then,
no, it's like this. No, super, yeah. Super high, arms folded.
He used to do this, dude. I'm not kidding.
Like this.
I love Hunter, and he'd be like this, and you just hear him.
Dude, Andy would hit him.
And you're like,
headphones blaring.
And you're like, Hunter, are you? And I remember one time he did this. No kidding, this is what Hunter does. He goes, and Andy literally swings back, hits his leg, and goes, Hunter, are you okay? And I'm sitting there in the passenger seat, and I'm just like, I look back, and Hunter's headphones, like, this way on his face, and he's like, huh?
No, remember that one time his phone started blaring
Hunter.
Out in the truck?
Yeah.
His phone started going off in the truck, like some song. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I love Hunter.
And Andy goes, what was that? I don't know. My phone's being weird.
Dude, Hunter is, I love Hunter.
No, we were,
and having him in Mesquite, I was so happy, actually. I loved seeing
dude,
him
we were there. We were eating somewhere, and Hunter was trying to tell, Applebee's, wasn't it? And Hunter was trying to tell us a story, and he just keeps going on and on and on, and Andy goes, Hunter, are you going to get to the point?
Yeah, he kept like.
Oh yeah, he's like, I think I forgot. I forgot, or something like that. And he goes,
"Can you not love that kid though? He is so funny.
He owes me goldfish.
Yeah,
that's all Jared cares about.
I paid him. I paid Jared. Hunter owes him now.
Yeah. Do you still owe Andy?
Crown? Yeah.
Crown? Did you take a bottle of Crown from him?
No. We made the bet for the gender of my baby.
God?
We might have to wrap this up and get
guys,
out of here.
Guys, so currently we just heard a demon.
Oh, I think a what? Bruh.
Guys!
Bruh.
I'm going to go check.
Yeah, go check. Bro, I'm scared right now, actually. Dude, we heard a scream. Actually, it might be the AA meeting.
Dude, Somebody was here. Who was here?
Bro, if he dies, I'm getting under the table.
Oh, dude.
I'm calling 911.
I'm just going to jump out the window. I bounce. I don't...
Yeah, all right, I'll land on you.
I'm not an airbag.
Your trampoline. Are we good? Oh, yeah, we're screwed.
Not Spanish. The Russians.
Bro, they started it's Dimitri. In Wyoming. It's Dimitri. It's Dimitri.
I'm being for real, though. I walk out.
Bro, that was kind of scary.
I hear. I thought it was whispering, but no, they're just like talking.
Somebody's behind echoing. You.
And I'm like, and then all of a sudden I hear some like that, and I was like, nope, turn back in here.
Well,
definitely not speaking English.
Well, we're screwed.
In case you guys were wondering, we have the nicest office in this building, and it's not even close. And it is actually very scary in this building.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the basement.
Dude, me and Chandler.
I miss him so much.
We were waiting for that pizza for like an hour.
Oh, I know, yeah. Like, and the pizza place is literally a block away.
Yeah,
I don't know what their deal was.
So, and we're just, we're getting cold outside, so we come in for a little bit. We're messing around. I open up a door. I'm like, Chandler, come here.
There's stairs.
He's like, we're going down there.
Chandler would be the one that goes down there.
I was like, Chandler, you can go down there. No, we're both going.
Dude, I miss Chandler. I get that he's Chandler, but seriously, I've never had more fun with anybody. I swear.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Love you, Brendan, but me and Chandler, I mean, granted, though, we actually not true. Brendan and me have had some really fun times. And Wyatt, oh, dude, I miss Wyatt.
Dude, okay, miss but Wyatt for bad. Real, for real? We need to go to the depot and ball up this summer.
We're golfing.
Hey, anybody that wants to play us 3v3 at the depot, hit up the DMs. Except for you, Braxton, you cannot hit up the DMs to play us. You can cheerlead. You cannot play.
Yeah, no. He'll just dunk on us.
Oh, my God. He would yam on me so hard. I'd move. Jared's not fast enough to move. He'll get
we'll just take him
nuts
out.
In his face.
Yeah, I'll just take the nut sack.
You do take lots of nut sacks, don't you?
Clip it.
It's already clipped.
It's clipped. TikTok.
Guys, I got it.
I think we should zoom in after he says, "Yeah, I'll take the nut sack," and then put a nut sack right on his face.
No, this is for kids.
Yeah.
Not our TikTok.
Do we talk about the picture?
No.
Let's talk about it. Let's just say Jared sent the most erotically beautiful piece of art I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty majestic, honestly.
It was
definitely one of a kind.
Well,
I don't think you could even recreate it if you tried.
Let's walk them through it, shall we?
I don't think they need to. I don't think we need to go that far into detail. Like, it'd be so proud of us.
No.
He goes like this, but he goes.
We want to walk it through. Let's just say.
Let's give him a little more to.
Let's just say Jared went to go shower. Dylan.
I made a joke.
Asked for a picture.
What happened?
Brendan,
was,
you're not in this.
We're playing cornhole. Well, me and Jared are not at this time. Me and Jared are sitting at the side. And Jared goes, I think I'm going to go take a shower with Brendan, too. I go, oh, send me a picture. And he goes, think I won't? And I go, you're not going to. I was like, you might send me a dumb picture, but you ain't going to send me nothing. I was like, you're full of it. And then I was in the trailer talking to my uncle, and Jared goes, did you look at your phone? And I was like, no. And we're talking to Uncle Andy, and in the middle of it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to check my phone. And I see the picture, and I go like this. Andy's right there. And Andy looked at me. I was like, keep going. And he left. And I looked at Jared. I went, you didn't. Bro, let's just say that if you've ever seen the scene in SpongeBob where Patrick is working out his butt cheeks and they're getting all clenched together, let's just say that Jared was Patrick Starr that day.
But not working them out.
He was not. Well, they might have. Bro, I'm going to show Chad.
No. Bad idea.
Bruh.
Bad idea.
No.
Nah, I wouldn't show Chad. Well, I would.
You showed Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby thought it was so funny. Yeah. Bobby goes, he looks kind of slim. And I was like, right?
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a great picture.
It was funny.
Tell you, well, it was more than just funny. You look good. If you sent that to a lady, dang. Hey, ladies, in case you were wondering, we might be setting up a real-life Tinder swipe for Jared. If you are interested, go ahead, hit us up in the DM, and we'll set it up.
I don't know if we...
We're going to do it. Just like Sidemen, dude.
I don't think we'll...
You're in love with them.
Yeah.
Skaggs comes.
He would, too.
When is it my turn next?
Let's get as many girls as we can, and then Skaggs. And then watch Jared pick Skaggs. Like, he's a voice changer, and then he answers the questions for Jared, like, behind the wall. He picks Skaggs.
They're holding hands, like, through a hole. Like.
Oh, my God.
No.
No.
We could actually do that for sure. We could get three people. You know how they do that? Three people, put them on the side of the curtain, and you do it, bro? That would be so funny. Yeah.
If we were on a first date, how would you say goodbye? You know, stuff like that.
That'd be funny.
No.
We could even, dude, that would be so funny to do. You look tired, Ben.
I'm a little worn out.
Oh.
It's tough sleeping at the new apartment.
Is it really? Well, you hear all the freaking...
That's just in the living room, but the
that's obnoxious.
Thermostat's right by the front door.
Have you set up the place yet? Kinda.
Inform me. What do you mean?
Like, is it all set up, or yeah, you still got more to do?
No,
like
everything's moved.
Nice. Well, I know everything's moved.
Everything's unpacked.
Did you, bro? What is?
Bro, we might need to go. We need like a slide to get down from the top of this.
Slide down the fireman pole.
Jared's like, shh.
Ow, my hands. I would burn myself.
Oh, I would. I couldn't go down.
Jared, just turn around and clinch.
I'd make it.
That was quality. That was hilarious.
Look at that, guys. I'm also stupid and funny. Well, a little both.
I just hope that... Oh, man, I hope that whatever's going on the second floor doesn't make its way up to the third floor. Because I'm going to go past the second floor real fast.
Is it on the second floor?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I think it's like right here. That's where that other room is that they always sit in and have coffee.
I don't think they have just coffee. I'm going to be honest.
No, I think they drop acid in there, bro.
They could.
When we walked by, Chad
to walk us down the stairs.
Walked by and said, I remember, I said hi. And not a single one of them turned and looked. I was like, and I could see them on. It was like they were doing a seance.
A what?
You know what a seance is?
No.
It's like where they sit around a ring and a table and talk to dead people.
Jared, you could be on America's Got Talent with that picture.
What?
Why are you?
Just imagine, Jared.
I think Brendan's obsessed with the picture.
It's just hilarious.
You know what I'm doing when we get the new place. When
it's a poster.
And you're getting a poster in your office.
Should I just make a calendar?
just for us and Bobby.
Bobby would take it home, put it up in his room.
No, he'd put it up in the shop.
Bobby would have it up in the freaking
workshop.
His snowplow. Yeah. Just a little mini version.
He'd look at it. Ah, that's what I work for.
He looks at it and he goes, he goes, dang. He's like, I need to work harder to look like that. Yeah. Dude, yeah. If you guys want to see it, the Jared swimsuit modeling calendar, let us know.
Sports Not Illustrated. Not Sports Illustrated.
I think you would be good, all greased up, front of a Camaro.
Mm. Yeah.
Yummy.
Ford Ranger.
Oh, give him a coconut, bro.
Dude, no, a golf cart.
Yeah. There you go.
Jared on the golf course holding the golf club like this. Like
the flag covering.
We'll talk to Jackson and you can get some pointers from him.
No.
Bro, isn't he getting a lot of views right now on TikTok or something like that?
Say a lot.
I heard Karsten does well on TikTok.
I don't know if he posts anymore. He used to.
It's good to see Karsten.
Like couple thousand views.
Do you do well on TikTok?
I don't even have TikTok.
Do you do well on TikTok? Have you ever posted a TikTok?
Oh, Jared's got like 9.
I got a few, yeah.
Yeah, have they done well?
Okay.
Like, what's okay?
Like, a few hundred views.
A few hundred. I'll tell you what, Kehlani showed me your No Not November video. I was whack.
That was fun. That was on Snapchat.
Yeah, that was funny. That should have been on TikTok. That would have done well.
Yeah.
I missed my chance on the freaking, they were doing all the dog stuff in December, and we never put Zion Milo on it. Dude, that would have done well. Zion Milo.
Sorry.
Guys, this is.
Something, dude.
There's something going on in our building.
We need to contact that. We need to get out of here.
That new office that we were looking at looks a lot better.
It sounds a lot better, I'll tell you what. I mean, don't get me wrong. This office space is dope. Shout out Tib at UNT Realty.
Hey, I wonder if that new place, if it's open any time.
I can't get a hold of the dude.
I know. Because if it's not open any time, then it's not going to be happening.
Well, I just need to figure out. Like, I tried calling him. I left a voicemail. And, like, I don't care. If it's not open, that's fine. But let me know. Don't leave me hanging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the problem is I can't find any real commercial places. You know, over on Sage Industrial. Over by Don Pedro's, where it has all those warehouses.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, and they're not.
Well, Ellingford's have a little building in there and stuff. Like, there's a bunch of different businesses, and there's some nice ones. I saw those, so I could probably try to contact on those. I don't know, though. But the one that we were looking at, if we got that, that'd be dope, bro.
Dude, and if it was like...
Oh.
Is that you?
Yeah, it was my stomach.
Bro, I've been... letting it loose over here.
No, my stomach growled.
No, I know, but...
You want to hear this? Yours is embarrassing on the first episode. Me and Brandon are just like, yeah.
The first episode, it was like, we were just talking, silent.
And the thing is, you couldn't hear it, and you probably can't hear those.
No.
It's funny we on go this turn. I'm getting boxed in, bro.
Double-sided.
I'll be throwing up here soon.
Yeah. I'd throw up, too. I'm a chain puker. Did we talk about Jackass Forever
last
episode?
Yeah. That movie is so funny. Very inappropriate.
We did.
My brother, I was going to say this earlier, but we were talking about boxing. I hear him crying today.
Oh. We completely walk right over that. I'm sorry, dude.
It happens. I'm used to it.
Oh, we don't walk over you.
But he's crying.
We stumble.
So I go out there. I'm like, what's wrong? I got Cheeto in my eye. What? You mean like you got like Cheeto dust in your eye? No. Like a Cheeto. Like the crumb. I was like... It's lodged in your eye. Yeah, I can't get it out. I was like, I don't know, take a shower, wash your face or something. I don't know. Have your eye open a little bit, get some water in there. What is that going to do? I'm just spitballing ideas, bro.
How do you get a Cheeto in your eye?
I don't know.
He's probably like finishing off a bag and was dumping it and it.
Oh, yeah. That would be
bro, that's and happened to
I,
me.
I was... I was talking to him right before we came here, too, and he's eating more chips. And
didn't you learn your lesson?
It's like the Dorito Dynamites.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, eating some of those, and I see his fingers are, like, all red. And I'm like, yeah, no wonder your eye was hurting earlier. He's like, no, it's not. Like it's even still in my eye, and he starts going like that with his red. I'm like, dude!
How old is your brother?
He's 16.
Oh, my God. Is this, what's his name?
Jackson.
He's the one that's friends with
Dominic.
Dominic.
I was asking Jackson, too. I was like,
did you know that your friend's needs a babysitter? He's like, yeah, he told me. He says it's bull crap. And
I was like, wait.
Oh, you didn't hear this?
No.
So Dominic,
who
is
one of my brother's friends.
Yes. Okay. Well,
who's also 16?
Yeah, 15.
15.
Kehlani got asked to go babysit from the Torreses for these people. I can't remember their names. Super sweet people. Well, they're Dominic's grandparents. Well, we're sitting there, and I start talking about the podcast. Dominic goes, who's it with? I go, well, my brother Brendan. And he's looking at me, and I go, and Jared. And he goes, no. I go, yeah, what? I was like, he's like, and they look, and they go, Dominic's friends with Jared's brother Jackson. And Dominic goes, and I was like, oh no. I was like, this kid
so is you went there so to go babysit right now. With
no, they're doing it for a week. Kehlani's gonna be, we're gonna be staying over there for a week.
When are you doing that?
Next week.
Are you taking your PC?
I'm gonna go over later at night and get work done on the PC. So
I think a kid that, how old is his sister?
Older, oh, she's like 13.
Oh. I think
she seems like a sweetheart.
I think a kid 15 years old doesn't need a babysitter.
I mean, I could understand for a week.
He can't drive anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is he. I think it's the getting up in the morning that they worry about. Mm-hmm. And going, yeah.
They can do what Andy does for Hunter.
Call him.
Well, they're going to be, I don't know where they're going to be, but they're going to be ways away. I'm jealous. We need to take a big trip.
You see that?
We just came back from a ski.
Yeah. No, like a big trip, like out of the country.
Did you see that Annie and Will got married?
Good for them.
In Mexico?
I love Will. I think he's so freaking awesome.
I don't really talk too much.
Oh, he was great. He was handing me beers all night at my freaking wedding. I didn't drink that many, but.
I don't know who you guys are talking about.
You know our cousin Annie.
No, probably not.
No.
Really?
I don't even think they were at my wedding.
Yeah, they were.
No, Annie wasn't.
Annie and Will both were.
No.
I didn't meet them.
Yes, Brendan. Because Todd and Karen were there.
Yeah, I know, but... TJ wasn't.
At his wedding...
Todd.
Is Aaron and Aaron. I met Todd before.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't.
I think it was just Todd and Karen.
Oh, you know what it was? I think TJ...
TJ was at a golf thing.
Yeah, TJ was at a golf thing. And for... fundraiser.
Yeah, for like a school or something like that.
Yeah, and then Annie and Will were on vacation.
Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
They had a champion like tournament.
Yeah, they're apparently really good at frisbee golf.
Will's really good.
Yeah. Will's awesome. I like Will.
I can get behind some ultimate frisbee, but frisbee golf.
Yeah. It's fun.
Ultimate frisbee, bro.
Intense. You know what I'll tell you what, pickleball. Actually better than
bro,
I
it's fun.
Jared was, Jared,
I was working for that.
Bro, you actually are good.
Well, Jordan
didn't move.
Like, she would hit it when it went right to her, but I would have to sometimes run past her to go for it.
But Brendan said, Dylan, come join my team. I was like, this is not fair.
It was actually a pretty close game.
It was pretty close.
You made a comeback, man.
That one point, though, that, oh, dude, I don't.
You was so happy.
I was, dude.
Pickleball, yeah. Compared to high school, way better.
Bro, we just need to get a set of, like, pickleball stuff and go down here.
Did you see the golf net that I was hitting at?
Yeah,
it was
little okay?
Golf net.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That is dope.
And if we get the new office, we got to set up one for
get
us.
One of those?
That'd
yeah,
be
sweet. I think we get one of them, like, virtual ones.
Yeah, because we got 15 grand to spend on one of those.
I think ain't that much.
The virtual, it would be cheaper to just get rec center passes and go to the rec center.
That's
literally.
True.
Granted, though, we couldn't. We get like what, an hour on that thing.
I don't know. That's all we need, honestly. I'd rather play real golf. The virtual golf stuff. It's
not
stupid.
The same. Yeah, I want to go to Top Golf.
Top Golf is fun. We need to do that sometime soon.
That'd
honestly.
Be sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Top Golf, if you're listening to this for some reason, sponsor us. Anybody? I'm just kidding.
Sponsor us.
G Fuel, get ready.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Huh?
What?
Top Golf.
No.
No, I got corn.
I got, yeah.
Well, that's why I said, what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, you confused me. The way you said it, I thought you were saying it in like another I don't know, dude. Just the way you said it, I thought you were doing it. You didn't.
I thought you
were
trying to be
what,
like.
Do you think I cast a
spell? I thought he was going to be funny.
Well, I thought he was trying to be like energetic and be like, oh, yeah, what are you guys doing tomorrow? Let's go to Topgolf. But no, he's like, we ain't doing tomorrow.
Okay, I think we're all on a different page and we need to just stop.
Dylan thought I was casting a spell.
No.
Brendan thought.
I was just over here.
No, what I thought you were doing is like how you're like, oh, I didn't tell you? That's what I thought. You were doing something like that, something stupid.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Okay, whatever. Did you guys hear that?
Bro.
Sounds like sprinklers are going off or something.
We just... If this episode doesn't release, we're dead.
Yeah, you know, what is going on?
We let's wrap this up. What is our time?
47 minutes.
Let's go.
No.
We can't. I'm scared. Dude, this is tripping me out.
So, Brendan, go check that out. Pull the little sheet a little
what
bit.
What if there's somebody over
Does
there?
Does it sound like something sweeping?
Yeah. But I think it's the radiators.
I've never heard the radiator make that sound.
It sounds like one of those little air compressors.
Yeah, or like the
like an air duster.
Spritzers.
Yeah.
It's not coming from over there. That is coming from this way.
Is it in like that little bathroom area?
Well, hold on. Let's end this episode and let's go figure it out.
Let's... Brennan, you
can
figure it out.
I'll be right back.
We'll be here to
cut
scream.
Through the... Yeah, there you go. Hey.
Oh, I thought it stopped. Wait, where is it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's coming from right here. The radiator?
Oh, God, dude. It's never made that sound before.
Uh-uh.
Bro, it's over there having an asthma attack.
Yeah, dude. It did kind of sound like somebody with, like, a broom just...
Bro, it's like off of something to do with SpongeBob. Like that constant sound when he's like when he goes down
this
that steep
sounds
hill.
Familiar, but I can't remember.
When he goes in like the deep, dark water, whatever it is.
When he can't get back on the bus.
Yeah.
I love SpongeBob.
And there's just a sound, it's always just
bro,
like.
Bro, when I was younger, that episode scared me.
Yeah.
You know what
that
scared me?
Still scares me.
You know what was the scariest kids show, like episode? For Halloween was Ed, Edd n Eddy's. That scared me.
No, you don't know
I wouldn't watch
scariest?
It. I was so scared.
Courage the Cowardly Dog, whatever it is.
No.
That
the
thing is
Grim
scary.
Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
No.
That one scared me so bad, bro.
I was never scared by like any of those.
Courage the Cowardly
Dog, actually, that scared
you
me.
You look at it now, and it's creepy.
Uh-huh.
It's like,
it's so
what
creepy.
The muff?
This was a kid's show?
Right. Yeah. I don't think they air it no more. No.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Have you ever seen the Teletubbies in black and white?
Teletubbies always scared me.
Bro, Teletubbies
in
Teletubbies.
The Teletubbies in black and white? Scary.
I was a big fan of the Teletubbies back in the day. You were a big fan of Dora.
No, that was you. Because you liked Boots.
I liked Blue's Clues.
No, that was me.
No,
yes.
You got this backwards.
No, I have a picture of me sitting in front of the TV watching Blue's Clues. I have a picture.
Do you remember how pissed we were when they switched to the new guy when we were younger? Oh, dude. When
Don't
they got
even,
the
bro.
New guy, me and Brendan were pissed, bro.
I was
bro.
Mad too, bro.
I remember. Me and Brendan were like,
you got mail. And we're like, yeah. And it's the new guy.
Who's this guy?
What'd you do with him?
Huh? Mom, they killed him.
So what did they do with the old guy?
Dude, we hated it. We're pissed. All right, I think we've made it long enough. I'm a little terrified. Low-key.
Well,
it's still going.
Did you guys ever watch Dragon Tales?
No. Inform me. What's about again?
It's just like these two
about
kids.
About Dragon Tales.
These two kids like jump into like a book, and they go to like this land with a bunch of dragons.
No,
I'm sorry, man.
That you lost me at jumping nuts. Into the book.
Yeah, I knew I was.
For
going
some
to.
Reason, it was like I think they
jump in a toy box.
I initially was like Narnia.
They Bro, jump in something.
Narnia used to scare me.
Narnia was crazy.
Narnia sucks, honestly. That movie, I was never into it.
Bro, what do you guys think of Avatar?
I hated Avatar.
Last Airbender. Or like with the blue monkeys with.
The blue monkeys, they're freaking people, bro. What? Oh yeah, they're definitely monkeys.
It's an alien.
They
planet,
talk.
Dude.
They talk.
Okay. All I'm saying is
monkeys.
I hate that movie.
I love it.
I think it's terrible.
I think you're terrible.
I can understand why people like it, but for me, I didn't like it.
I think it was good, but it's not like something. Like,
it
oh,
was revolutionary at the time, though.
It was, like, one of the top-selling movies at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I had a crush on the pilot, and then she died, and I was like, well, this movie sucks.
Turns it off.
Click.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming to whatever episode this is. We'll figure it out in the next one. Whatever episode this is of the Why Not Podcast, thank you guys so much for coming and listening. And if you guys like us, follow us on everything at Why Not Podcast. And be ready for when the clothing line drops. And be ready for the gaming channel all coming to you this next month. So thank you guys very much for coming. And we'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.
Peace out.